I was doing a glean up in Snowmass last week with a family. We had a 7 and a 9-year-old and their parents come out and help us. And it's really a fun couple of hours out. People tend to always really enjoy it.
What does gleaning mean?
Gleaning is the act of harvesting surplus fruits and vegetables. Traditionally, gleaning is done on farms. So going onto farms post-harvest, or when a farmer has a crop that for some reason or another is not economically viable to harvest.
And so when you go to a farm and you take the gleaned crops, what happens next? Where do they go?
So over here, we are working specifically with the Lift Up food pantry system. Lift Up has food pantries between Aspen and Glenwood in the Roaring Fork Valley, and then between Glenwood and Parachute in Garfield County. And Lift Up then also distributes to other hunger relief organizations such as Feed My Sheep and Extended Table, Stepping Stones, which is a local organization here in Carbondale, and a bunch of other organizations that can use food for their clients.
Do you feel that farmers are ever reluctant that maybe they're going to lose out on business if they give away food?
Having spoken to a lot of farmers, we're really accessing an unutilized market. So there are people who cannot afford fresh fruits and vegetables. 1 in 8 Coloradans is food insecure, and 1 in 5 children in Colorado is food insecure. And so these people are not generally buying food from these producers anyway. So it's really a market that hasn't been tapped into. And we work to make sure that people using the food pantries and getting this produce from food pantries know which farms it's coming from, and are also working to let them know that a lot of farmers markets will accept SNAP benefits. And so they can get produce at farmers markets using their food stamps, and at some farmers markets can actually utilize a program called Double Up Bucks, whereby they can get $2 for every $1 spent on fruits and vegetables.
And so Uproot, is it limited to the Roaring Fork Valley?
We are working in the Roaring Fork Valley and Garfield County. I have been in close collaboration with Dana Wood, who works for Garfield Public Health, and she started the gleaning project in 2014. Then they were working mainly with Eagle Springs Organics. So Dana and I have worked together to expand that program this year to start mapping public fruit trees and backyard fruit trees, to expand to backyard gardeners, and to expand to a couple more farms as well. So we do work in all of Garfield County, and often a lot of our produce that is harvested in the Roaring Fork Valley when the need has been met there, because there are a lot of generous donations. We work to send that down as far as Rifle and Parachute.
So do you have a lot of people donating directly from their backyard garden?
We're just starting that, actually. We had an article published in the Post Independent a couple of weeks ago, letting people know what we are up to. And a few gardeners in Glenwood got in touch, and we've had a few donations. But I would love to hear about any other gardeners who either just want to donate their produce or have a big enough garden that they need help harvesting it. And we have a volunteer base that we can tap into there to help harvest and then transport that produce to where it needs to go. Our website, if people would like to learn more, is uprootcolorado.org. My email is Kira, C-I-A-R-A. @uprootcolorado.org, and people can get in touch with me directly.